Welcome back, everyone, to Talking It Out with Mike and Brian. Thank you so much for listening. And on today's show, we're going to do things a little bit differently. We're actually going to have a full-on man chat, and we're going to be talking about an important topic that pretty much is very controversial in today's society. We're going to be talking about cancel culture. And you guys reached out with loads of questions, so we'll also be responding to our amazing listeners. But first, of course, we got to start off with hot takes.
We got to do it. Let's do it, homie. I'm ready for it.
You ready? You just want to get dive right into it?
I'm trying to dive right into it. Let's go.
Let's do it. All right. So my hot take or my topic of discussion today is going to be talking about the Ben Affleck dating app story. Have you heard about this, Mike?
No, put me on. What's up?
All right. So a woman named Naveen J basically posted a video saying that Affleck DM'd her on Instagram with a video message after she had unmatched with him on a dating app called Raya. Okay. So in the video, which was way too close to his face, he basically says, Naveen, why did you unmatch with me? It's me. It's like it's Ben Affleck, right? So then she goes ahead, takes that video, and makes a TikTok that started off with her saying, thinking of the time I matched with Ben Affleck on Raya and thought it was fake. So I unmatched him and he sent me a video on Instagram. And then the next clip is of Ben Affleck's video saying what he said, which I already stated. So, of course, the TikTok goes viral.
Yeah.
And the rest is history.
Oh, so many thoughts.
Yeah. Which I want to definitely hear your thoughts on it. But I guess my take is, gentlemen, ladies, if you're on a dating app and the person unmatches you, don't make it weird. Don't make it creepy. Just, you know, if don't reach out to them on another platform and, you know, ask them, you know, try to hit on them more, ask them why they unmatched you, etc. Just don't. Just take the L, move on, especially somebody like Ben Affleck. I mean, come on, dude. You're Ben Affleck. There's like lines of women probably waiting to be matched up with you on Raya. And, you know, well, I just think he got maybe a little too caught up. And I just don't think he should have sent that out. And I just don't think anybody in general should, because it's kind of like crossing a bit of a boundary, right?
I mean, he shouldn't have done that, right?
Correct.
And then
I want to hear what you say, but I also have like the other perspective on this, which I also want to get into, which I kind of put a little accountability on her.
Okay. Because I'm going to get on her too. Yeah. Okay.
Get on her.
I'll start with getting on her first, right?
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Well, first off, Ben Affleck was a terrible Batman. Can I say that?
I got to agree with you on that, man.
He was not a good Batman.
Christian Bale all the way, bro.
Exactly. Christian Bale. So Ben Affleck, homie, maybe if you would have did a better Batman, she would have...
Well, come on, man. He's not just Batman. He's got a laundry list of movies.
To be honest, Ben Affleck is definitely a GOAT when it comes to being an actor. He's in my probably top 15 actors of all time, but Batman was probably his worst. But I'm going to start with the young lady, right? What's her name again? Natalia?
Naveen J. Excuse me.
I'm going to call her Miss J, all right?
Miss J.
So Miss J, she probably wanted to go viral right quick on TikTok. She had a wonderful opportunity, and she capitalized on that opportunity. So I got to give her my hats off to that. She capitalized on that opportunity. Now, it was private, so she should have left it private, right? I'm the single one out of the two of us. And, you know, I have begun to explore the DM world. And what I say is like, yo, if I give out my number, which is like one out of, I swear to God, bro, like 1%. If I do give out my number, the first few text messages, I'm talking like first three, or like, hey, I'm using this for legal purposes, that this will stay between us. Do you consent to that or no, or yes or no?
Oh, you're putting out like an NDA. to all these women.
I mean, via text. Like, it's like a via text thing. Like, hey, what we send is via, like, it's going to stay here. Whether no matter what you send me, no matter what I send you. Because I'm not trying to get caught up like Ben Affleck in this Miss J situation. Man.
Listen, I feel you, bro. Like, you're single. You're in the limelight. You know, I'm sure countless women want to date you, but...
Nah, not really.
Come on now. Don't be the shy now. But, you know, fame comes with a price, right? Like, how do you handle this single life? Like, you just told us a little tidbit there, but, like, how do you know now that you're in the limelight if a woman's intentions are sincere, right? Or if she's just trying to use you for clout?
I honestly think... if she want clout, then I'm not the right person. Because, like, there's so many more people that she can get clout from.
Right? That's like, how do you decipher that? It's like you got to just put yourself out there, and it's like...
I mean, yeah, you know, just got to do it. Yeah. You have to do it. Like, I thought of a Steve Harvey quote, but you just got to throw yourself out there. Because if you don't throw yourself out there, you're just going to be sitting in the house all day, every day.
Yeah.
I don't have none of these dating apps to include Raya. I just have Instagram, and, you know, Instagram... go down in the DMs. Hey. Go down in the DMs. But 99% of my responses in DMs are just respectful, like being a fan and just want to show love, right?
Gotcha.
But to the 1% I do respond to, like, on, like, let's see what can go from here.
Yeah.
I let it be known up front. Yo, this is what it is. I will not blast your information. Don't blast my information. That's all I can do, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, don't make any videos. Don't send any, you know, receipt messages or whatnot. I hear you.
I mean, and if they do, it's a part of the game. It's a part of the new society that we live in. I hope they don't do that.
And
but
it's
if
like,
they do, it is what it is.
And it's like, listen, I mean, going back to the Ben situation, like, honestly, I just think he got played, you know, and I want to put this in perspective because Raya is a relatively exclusive app and it's used by plenty of other famous people apparently. So for this woman to initially match with him, quote unquote, thought it was fake maybe when he reached out, and then that's the reason she unmatched, only to then post a TikTok where she's actually shaking your head like, damn, I missed my chance. It's like, well, by putting this out, you definitely lost your chance now. Like, you could have probably reached back out. I was like, oh, I thought it was fake. My bad. Want to hang out? Like, he might have been down for that.
That damn, but I missed my chance, bro. That was just, you know, some TikTok clout, right? She knows how to play the game. But hold on. Can we take a step back? Raya is for people of influence of some sort, like myself and like my roommate, people on that level. Bro, Ben Affleck is an A-list celebrity. What the hell is he doing on Raya?
Listen,
like, that's
man.
What I want to say. Like, Ben Affleck has a long history with the ladies, as we know. Like, bro, you walk outside, Ben Affleck. That's all you got to do. Go to the grocery store, homie. You do not need to be on Raya.
He kind of dresses, like, kind of chill. Maybe he's just a homebody. I don't know. But here's the thing.
I'm a homebody. He can open up his IG. Like, I just don't understand why Ben Affleck.
The thing is like, what happens to those type of guys in Hollywood, right? Like, they seem to, like, always... It's kind of like Bachelor. You see a lot of Bachelor people dating other Bachelor people because, you know, they go through the same things and, like, they have a similar experience. So I imagine it's like that with celebrities. Like, celebrity world is kind of, you know, actors and actresses, they all kind of, like, date each other. But maybe he just wanted some normal, you know, girl that, you know, he could meet on a dating app, and he thought it was maybe a cool icebreaker or just something that he could...
Tell Big Ben to take his ass to church, to the grocery store, or walk his dog. It's not hard, homie. On to the next hot topic, right? Because Ben is tripping for that. It's part of the game, homie. I'm sorry. Do better in Batman next time. Now, my hot take of the day is, when we cancel people, right, the way that we come about this, when we cancel people, when we talk crap about this person, I talk crap about Ben Affleck just now, right? I also said he's probably top 15 GOAT when it comes to actors of all time as well. But when we cancel people, I think we need to be a bit introspective and watch what we say about that person, because would we say that about our own family members if they have an opposing viewpoint, right?
Mm.
So, for example,
true.
If someone says, I am, like, pro animal rights or whatever the case may be, and my sister said that, and I'm like, I'm pro against animal rights. Is she canceled? Or should I say, hey, sis, let's have a conversation. Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, I mean, it's hard because obviously you have a personal relationship and that's your blood. So it's like you may...
My best friend.
Yeah, it's your best friend. So you may forgive them or, you know, not take it so seriously if they say that. You may sit them down and have a conversation with them, but I think you the leash is a little bit longer for that family member compared to some stranger that you don't even know that said something or did something. And it's like, there's no emotion there. Like you just say, look, you're canceled, done, bye. Now, I don't believe in all that. I mean, obviously we're going to get into cancel culture and get into depth about it. But I mean, like you said, I mean, it might be a case-to-case basis, but I think you definitely sit them down and discuss it in a civilized manner.
You know what? I think we go ahead and get into today's topic, man. Because I'm about to go in.
Let's do
it. You ready for this?
Yeah, let's do it, man.
So cancel culture. What is the message of cancel culture? And is it too negative? And is it too aggressive? What are your thoughts on that, bro?
So I actually had to look up the textbook definition of cancel culture just because I have a perception of what it is. And then I guess I just wanted to read what the...
Yeah.
You know, consensus was on what it was, and I actually couldn't connect to it. So the textbook definition of cancel culture is a modern form of ostracism in which someone is thrust out of a social or professional circle, whether it be online, on social media, or in person. Those who are subject to this ostracism are said to have been canceled. Mm. I guess my problem with that is, like, you know, there's been certain examples of people that, you know, were quote unquote canceled. Yes, like as per this definition, technically they were canceled, but I don't think they were like canceled in my sense of the definition. You know what I'm saying? Like canceled to me is just like what the people say in the comments for certain things. Like you're trying to ruin his life. Like all your economic opportunities go away. Like you're cast into the shadows of society, like never to be seen or heard from again. It's like, it's not that drastic in certain situations. Like, yes, will somebody suffer the consequences and maybe lose their job for something they said or did? Yeah, but like, usually this is, we're talking about, for the most part, people that have influence and celebrities, like, they're going to be fine after that. Like,
yeah,
you know, definitely. Maybe they go away for a while, they come back, they show the accountability, they quote unquote do the work, and they come back and are able to get other jobs, are able to make money in different ways, and like they'll be fine. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of like how I see cancel. Like when somebody gets canceled, it's like to the extreme.
Yeah.
Right. What do you think?
I think that, well, with that definition, ostracized could be taken in so many different contexts. The word ostracized, right, in and of itself. I do feel that while within cancel culture, it doesn't allow for a diverse way of thinking.
Yeah.
That's the like opposite black or white side of it. Yeah. It's like you on this side or you completely against this side.
Correct.
When we don't allow our culture to have opposing ways of thought, we cannot grow. Now, with that being said, there are some things that certain individuals do that I'm just not going to go with no matter what. I don't want to hear the shit. Right. For example, an adult messing with children.
Correct.
I'm not hearing that
100%.
Shit, right? There are certain things that are 100% gone. Like, no, I'm not going to consider that. And then there are things that, hey, Brian, I completely disagree with you, but I respect you as an adult and a human being. So let me hear you because you can change my mindset, right?
So and I don't. You don't cancel that person.
Yeah, I don't cancel that individual.
Yeah.
I will say I myself have, and the beautiful thing about our position is that when we get, people can talk shit about us all day and we see it, right? Whether it's in the DMs or whether it's on our post or on Reddit or wherever someone talks crap about us, which is every single day, right? And it's only going to, the hate that we receive is only going to grow because we're only going to become more successful. And I want everyone listening to know the same with you. As you continue to grow and become more successful, the more hate you're going to get, right?
Yeah.
And people will always disagree with something that you're saying. Now, when it comes specifically to cancel culture, so I think that that's an issue is that it doesn't allow for a diverse way of thinking. I know in Hollywood, there's always a term that is called blackballing people. I think that's what it's called, right?
Blackball from Hollywood, yeah.
Blackball. I think Monique was blackballed. She tried to, she had went at Netflix, and like she kind of got blackballed, I believe. And so that's just when people don't like you, right? When people in charge don't like you, they don't got to rehire you, right? I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but that's how they do things. Now, should people be held accountable and lose jobs for certain things they've said and or done? You're damn right they should. Like,
life has consequences.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I'm a podcast host with Bachelor Nation. If I go out there and
talk out the side of your neck,
somebody, like, you know, I get mad and run somebody over. Like, of course I should be canceled. Like, from my job, I should lose my job because Bachelor Nation should not want to have anything to do with me, right?
Yeah.
If me, myself, I become a brand and or a business, and you, my employee, does something
that's representative of you.
That's representative of me. I can't have that. When I was in the Air Force, they always let us know and told us what one of you do accounts for the entire military.
Mm.
If one of you messes up, everyone messes
up. You're put into a box,
Yeah, and so should you lose your job? Yes, I would have lost my job. Would I be canceled? No, because I would have the ability to grow and learn.
Yeah, your actions have consequences. And I think you lead us into another, you know, debate or question that somebody brought up. It's like, what can get somebody canceled? And I think you talked a little bit about it. Like, yes, anything having to do with children, molestation, pedophile, all that stuff is like, yes, you should be shunned from society for that. You know what I mean? But I think it has to be bad. Like, you doing something that you just can't come back from. Like, somebody that comes to mind is Donald Sterling, the owner of the Clippers. You know, he was caught on tape saying all these racist and just nasty things. And it's like, there's no place for that in a sport where a majority of your players are black. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just can't have that. Or somebody like a Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, I was going to say Harvey Weinstein. Yep.
Yeah, Harvey Weinstein. You know, like, just things that, but if it's something that, you know, where somebody says something ignorant just because they're ignorant, they just don't know any better. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, could there be consequences for those ignorant statements? Yes, absolutely. But to quote unquote ostracize them from the rest of society, for like, again, to never be heard from again, and just take all their job opportunities and blackball them from ever getting a job in Hollywood or, you know, starring in a movie. No, like, I think if, you know, once they recognize what they did and they hold themselves accountable and show the growth and the change, you know, I don't mind seeing them back. Because again, I don't believe in cancel culture. I believe in accountability culture.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I agree with that. It's counsel, not cancel.
There you go.
And let's go to that Donald Sterling example that you gave. For those of you who don't know, Donald Sterling used to be the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, which is an NBA team. His girlfriend at the time was hanging around her friends who so happened to be black. And Donald Sterling left her a voicemail saying, "Don't hang around N-words."
Mm.
That's the gist of it, right? For those of you that don't know. That, yes, you're gone.
And he had he also mentioned like slave type mentality. Well, yeah,
and that
stuff.
Wasn't the
like
first, that was them. Not, it wasn't a one and done type of thing. I'm glad you brought that up because this is a part of what makes someone canceled. A repeated history of said thing.
There you go.
I think that should be a part of whatever dictionary term you got for the word cancel culture. A repeated history of said thing and said doing. So for example, in the NBA, if you get in a fight with somebody and punch a fan, which is terrible, as mean as fans could be, you should not do that whatsoever. You will be fined, hefty. You'll probably go to jail for assault, and you will probably miss out on some games and or a season. And of course, you don't play, you don't get paid, right?
Think Ron Artest. Malice in the Palace. Yeah.
Yeah, Metal World Peace, right? Indiana Pacers, if you don't know. We're seeing a lot of basketball references right now. But you can come back from that, right? You paid your fine. You took out of time for hitting someone. You can go back in, right? What we won't accept is the owner of a basketball team saying, you are my slave, right? What we won't accept is Harvey Weinstein, someone in power doing what he did to women. What we won't accept is Jeffrey Epstein. We won't accept a repeated action, right? If Meta World Peace and or aka Ron Artest, who we're talking about who punched a fan, if he punched a fan, let's say, three times in his career, he would have been done. They would have had to kick him out.
Yeah, banned for life, for sure. Yeah,
he would have been banned for life, but he did it once. He completely changed his entire name, went through all kind of counseling and all this stuff, and he's a changed man. So it needs to be added to that definition, a repeated history.
I totally agree with you. I mean, if you continue to, you know, show your, you know, racist tendencies or your ignorance or whatnot, and you just aren't open to change or, you know, open to a different way of thinking, it's like the people that you're offending, like how much are they going to take? You know what I'm saying? Like if you did it once and like you apologize and you're sincere and then you actually show the accountability, then that's like a different story. So I totally agree with you as far as the repetitive nature of, you know, the like Donald Sterling, like he
time like, and time again,
he basically established that type of culture in his ownership of the Clippers. And that's not, once it came to light, that was the wrap for him.
I think of Liam Neeson, right?
Yeah.
He said something racist, but he's still performing in movies, right? Because it was, from what we know, a one-time offense, right? He definitely had a hiatus for a few years. He came back, though. He had to take accountability for that. He lost a whole lot of money, but then he got back. There's nothing wrong with that. So when people are saying in your comments or my comments, oh, you're messing up this person's legacy, blah, blah, blah. No, we're not.
Yeah.
We're holding them accountable. When my mother used to give me whoopings, it was because she's holding me accountable. She's not like, and that's a whole argument in and of itself, right? Which I can go biblical, but I won't as of right now.
Yeah.
But people also within cancel culture, I feel that it's almost like a mob mentality, right?
Yeah.
You jump on the bandwagon and you just want to like destroy a person when they're down, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing with holding people accountable. But also, like I said in my hot take, my sister, my mother, my father, my brother, my mother, I will hold them accountable and tell them when they've done wrong, as they will do to me. And El Bulis believe if they have done to me. It's different to the whole world jumps on that individual without explaining why they were wrong. I think the one of the things that my grandma taught me was she'll say, I'm giving you a whooping for this reason. Right, you have to teach the individual the reason that they're being accountable, the reason that they're
being like a learning lesson.
Yeah, being associated punished, being with trouble. It. Yeah, it's a learning lesson in comparison
so they can
to be better. In comparison to that's why I said this on your wife's show Extra. I said the issue with counseling people is that especially people of prominence, people of influence, is that we don't allow them to now use that same influence and change and curb the mindsets of those that agreed with them. That's a part of the issue with cancel culture.
What do you think of the concept? Because I was doing some research on this subject and it's like, I feel when people use the words, you know, cancel culture, like, you know, when somebody gets criticism, they get, you know, ostracized. And then it's like, oh, the cancel culture is attacking me, or the woke police, the angry mob. Oh,
don't get me started with the woke police. That's like, a trigger word.
Like, do you think, because I think it does in a sense. And to certain people, I think it's definitely a fact that it shows their discomfort with the people who are now actually having a voice, right? It's like you have all these minorities and oppressed people that are now, you know, have these social media platforms and are able to hold these people in high-ranking positions and of power accountable, right? And it's kind of like,
that's a great point.
Before it was like, you know, I'm untouchable, but now it's like these people have a voice and they're actually basically holding your feet to the fire for what you said or what you did. And it's kind of like the audacity, you know, to direct it towards me, you know, a person that has more visibility and more power than you. Like, how dare you? Oh, this is just cancel culture. This is just the mob. This is just the woke police trying to ruin me. It's like, is that there's something internally there?
No, absolutely. Yeah. That's that individual being not only ignorant, but unaware, oblivious, yeah. don't care to learn. When people, if you, as my friend, right, say that I'm wrong, and then Rachel says I'm wrong, and then let's say one of our producers says I'm wrong, I need to become introspective and look at what am I doing, right? Maybe my thought process is actually incorrect and I could withstand to learn. And I think that there are certain people that get to, they get so high and mighty and they got so many yes people around them. This is why I continue to praise my homeboys so much, because none of them are yes men whatsoever. They will tell me, like when I'm dating a girl, they're like, Mike, you tripping, bro. She is blah, 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 great, right? It's always my fault, right, with my homeboys. But it's good, though, because I'm like, bro, it's come on, bro. But they just make me better. And I think people that have the thought process that you're giving, they just need to realize that it's only going to make you better. It's truly only going to make you better.
Yeah,
I can think about one of the guys, one of the castmates on my season who has some racial thoughts. I gave him a phone call. I know him personally. I didn't cancel him. I gave him a phone call, right? He didn't want to hear it. He started blasting me on Twitter or whatever. I truly laughed at it because I
He came at you on Twitter?
Yeah, I felt
after
for
you
him.
Personally called him?
He didn't call me. I called him, right?
Okay.
On multiple occasions. Then I told other guys within our season to give him a call as well. And he just wasn't hearing it. And I was the one that was actually black and in the military. So I'm like, out of anybody, bro, I'm the one that can like get through to you because I'm the one that you're directly affecting. But I only said that to say that when multiple people come at you, it's just time to listen. You don't know everything. It's actually a healing process and a beautiful thing when you say, you know what, Brian? You're right. I was wrong. My bad, homie.
Yeah.
And that's all people want. People.
And it,
Like,
I feel like it takes at the same time, it takes like a maturity for that person to, you know, be that introspective self and be like, you know what? All these people are saying I'm wrong. Like, maybe I am the problem. Like, maybe the way I think is the problem. Like, let me self-analyze myself and, you know, try to see it from their point of view and like grow as a person. But it seems like this person you're talking about just didn't want to grow, didn't want to hold themselves accountable.
I honestly don't know if they have at this point in time. So I don't want to even speak on it no more. But I think I want to go back to Donald Sterling, though.
Okay.
Again, the reason why I hate cancel culture is because what is Donald Sterling doing right now? We have no idea. I don't know if he's alive either, but let's just say the man's alive. I pray that he is real quick. But we don't know what he's doing now. My point is that when we cancel someone, completely cancel them, we don't know if they've actually learned the lesson, right?
Oh, I don't think he learned.
Yeah, neither do I. But
he's rich as shit.
He has power. He has prominence. He's rich as shit. He got the best of homies. So what did we really do? We just opened up a spot for Steve Ballmer to buy the Clippers.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, should he have lost his position as being the owner of the Clippers? You're damn right he should have.
Yeah, absolutely.
But also there needs to be when you go to jail, this is, again, an issue I have with the prison system in America. It's supposed to be for us to learn and rehab, but we just sit people in a hole. Like, what happens to the rehabilitation? When we cancel people, for whatever the case may be, they need to go through a process of rehabilitation.
Yeah.
So that they can learn.
But do you think somebody like Donald Sterling, I mean, old white man, you know, oozing in privilege, do you think he, you know, you think anybody is going to get through to him?
When you said like, oozing, I just thought of like something that stank. Oozing.
Well, his shit probably... His white privilege like was toxic. Let's just say that, right? So it's like, what do you do with somebody like that? It's kind of like that's maybe the person that you just say, you know what? Just go away, man. Just go live your life in your little privileged, you know, community. You know, you have all the money in the world. You just sold the Clippers.
Yeah.
But we can't have that in our society. Like your type of thinking, we can't have that. I think it's just tough to.
You're more realistic. My approach is like, in a utopia, I would say, right? This is what I would want to happen.
I would love that. I would love that. Yeah, can you imagine how powerful it would be if that man, like 2 years from now, obviously it's been a couple years since that happened, but he came out and he had like an interview with Oprah or something like that. And all of a sudden he's like a changed man. He's
we would love it.
Man.
Psychology has proven we love to see we love to see the journey. We love to see the transformation of how an individual changes things. And if he went on Oprah, let's say 2 years from now, Oprah, I did this, said this, this is what I've done.
Yeah.
This is what I feel. This is what I felt. This is what I found. He does those three things. Awesome. Right.
Yeah.
He's earned his
respect. That's change. That's growth right there.
Yeah. I want to hear that from people that we have so-called canceled. This is what I feel. This is what I felt. And this is what I found at the time.
Yeah.
That's how people need to come at me when they apologize for so-called being canceled for one reason or another. Do you feel that cancel culture is too quick, too immature, too reactive?
Yes. I mean, in a sense where, you know, in the short term, I think there is going to be backlash and there's going to be anger, and it might be warranted, right?
No, there are times when it's definitely warranted. It's most of the time it's warranted.
It's like sometimes people need to respect the fact, like, you know, a segment of the population, their feelings were significantly hurt by what this person said, by what this person did, you know, and it's okay for them to be angry, and it's okay for you to suffer the consequences. Like, but going back to what you said, I think we need to focus on the conflict transformation, right? Like, I think society, we should focus on more stories of the transformations rather than the stories of the cancellation.
Bro, that's a whole TV show right there, actually.
Yeah. Like
the transformational. The transformationals, like, of people that have been canceled in society.
I mean, how powerful of a show would that be?
Yeah, but what they've done behind the scenes, that's a really good show.
Shit. Like, we have an idea. Don't air this.
Put a show. Like, yeah,
me and Mike are putting on a show.
That would be genuinely good. It would help so many people, because the people that were actually on their side would realize, wow, I too have been ignorant. I just don't have a platform, so therefore I wasn't called out.
Yeah. Oh, no. I could see it now. It's like the backstory on what they did.
Yeah.
You know, maybe like behind the scenes on how, you know, what they're doing, you know, in the interim while they're, you know, away from society's eye, you know, on changing, and then, you know, the result, the product at the end of the day. I mean, I think that would help a lot of
people.
That
would be phenomenal. That would truly be a powerful show, inspirational show, eye-opening, educational show, and entertaining all at the same. I think someone needs to create that. That'll be Brian and I. Make sure we get our 40%
right
on that. Now, do you feel, with that being said, I have an issue with people apologizing only because they got caught, or people apologizing only because they're losing money? I don't want people to apologize because they just want to get their old thing back, right? I want them to learn what they have done and apologize for that. How do we quantify that, right?
That's so tough. That's so tough, because I was thinking about it. It's like, how many apologies have we heard, you know, in the past couple of months from people in Bachelor Nation, right?
Bro, it's been in the last, well, we're in May now. So I would say the last 6 months since December, you've probably heard at least six.
So at least six. Some were better than others, in my opinion. You know, they sounded more sincere. But how do I know that the one that sounded more sincere, that person is actually more sincere than the one that didn't sound as sincere? You know what I'm saying? Like, what if you made a mistake, Mike? What if you then, nobody's perfect at the end of the day. Like, what if now you come out with an apology, and me knowing you, I know you're going to come from the heart. But then some people might say you're performative. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what does a person need to do to, you know, really get through to the people out there and really show them that they are sincere?
I think that transformational show would help that. One issue I have, though, and I've learned this as I've become into the public eye, at least within Bachelor Nation, right? If people like you, they will ride with you.
Yeah.
If they don't like you, you only put fuel to the fire.
Mm.
Right? So people, let's say me, for example, right? Let's say I don't want to do nothing crazy. Let's say I use a racial slur, right? And the people that like me will have my back and say, Michael's wrong, we should give him grace, XYZ. The people that don't like me will just demolish me, right?
Yeah.
I find, And then there's people that are like, yo, Mike, I've always liked you, but you are wrong in this case, right? Which those are people that I gravitate towards.
Yeah, that's respect.
You put me in my place and you treat me like my family members would treat me and my loved ones would treat me. Put me in my place, tell me I'm wrong. I need to go take the care of the consequences. And we do it like that, right? But like the performative, that's a great word you use. I just hate that, bro. And I don't know how to quantify. I don't know. Because we truly don't know what's in one's heart.
Yeah.
Because
before you say that apology, it's like, I don't know what I could write here that'll get through to people. Like, no matter what I write, it's going to seem, you know, people aren't going to buy it, you know, because they're still angry, right? Yeah. And that's to be respected. Like you offended a whole group of people, let's say, you know, you got to expect that. But it's like, as a person that's apologizing, do you just go through it? You're like, look, I know it's going to seem performative, but I'm going
to speak
my truth. This is what it is, and continue to get better.
No matter what, you have to do it. I don't care if it's performative, looking, right?
Yeah.
You still have to do it. But you brought up a good point in the sense of, or you made me think of a point in the sense of, when is cancel culture going too far, right? Because at times, the people that someone so-called offended may find it funny, may laugh at it, don't really care, but then other people jump on that, right? So for example, Dave Chappelle talks a lot about this. He says, I've made jokes about little people, I've made jokes about X people, Y people, Z people, right? And he's like, the person I was making a joke of laughed. You know, like if I make a joke about Latinx community, which you are, you might find it funny, but then someone else may not find it funny. Like
somebody of like a totally different culture might find it offensive for
me. Yeah. I'm like, whoa, like I know you got Brian's back, right? You know, you got Latinx back. I appreciate that. But like, you know, where's the line drawn, right? Because when we're kids, when we were kids, we talking mad shit.
Oh, right? Yeah. Especially in school, making fun of each other, using words. Yeah.
Hug them, you love them. It's just like with me and my safe space with my homies, we talk shit daily, 24/7. Today, it was my day to get shitted on all day today, right?
Yeah.
They talk a lot of shit about me today, right? But if that was aired publicly, my two friends would be canceled for the way they talk crap about me. Right?
Yeah.
Like, so where is this line drawn? Because people want us, people meaning the viewers, like I'm a viewer of Ben Affleck, right? I watched The Batman. He was not that great in it, but I watched it, right? So us as viewers want, when we hear someone interview or hear them speak, we want them to be authentic. We want them to talk. But then like, do we almost have to take a class on public speaking in between like authenticity and getting your point across? Like, where is that line drawn?
I think it moves for a lot of people. You know what I mean? Like some people, certain things offend them, some other things they don't. You know what I mean? And it's like everybody's different. It's tough, man. It's a tough subject. I mean, I like somebody mentioned in one of the questions, like, does cancel culture really exist? Like, does cancel culture, like if you don't truly get canceled, does it really exist? Like, because there's been people where technically they say they got canceled. Like, for example, Michael Jackson, R. Kelly.
Oh, R. Kelly.
They had these very damning documentaries come out where they were accused of doing. What's that?
R. Kelly is canceled.
But yet, after that, his streams, Michael Jackson's streams, you know, continued to skyrocket.
That
you know what I'm saying?
True. Well, R. Kelly's canceled because his ass is in jail.
Yeah. Yeah. He did something terrible. Like, and he's paying, he's doing the time for his crime, right? Like,
correct.
He should.
As he should.
You know,
yes.
Another example, like Louis C.K. said some controversial things and some very bad things a couple years back. And then it's like he took a hiatus for 10 months and he's back on stage doing, you know, full on stand ups to pack crowds. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, did he really get canceled?
See, and that's a great point, right? Because it does depend on the crime, or crime as in what you did, and accountability, taking time away, losing some money, in Louis C.K.'s example, you know, then coming back. Now, if he does it again, then we go back to my example of repetitive. You're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
We've already talked about this. You're doing that shit again, bro. And then we look into completely blackballing this individual from the game, right? If we're speaking about Louis C.K. in this example.
Yeah.
Right? Man, you are making great points, though, because you brought up Michael Jackson and R. Kelly. It's funny. Floyd Mayweather always says, all press is good press. All media is good media, right? And what he means by that is the example of Michael Jackson and R. Kelly. I can think of people in Bachelor Nation who have been so-called canceled and get more followers. I can think of, like you said, Michael Jackson, R. Kelly. They get canceled, air quotes, and then get more streams.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for some people, it's almost done them well.
Yeah. I mean, what I think it is that sometimes those people that are so, you know, quote unquote canceled, they're immediately embraced as victims of cancel culture, right? So like people sometimes feel sorry for them in a way, don't you think?
Yeah, no, people do feel
it's like everybody's jumping on this guy. Like, no,
and that's what I'm saying. Like, if people ride with you, they will always ride with you. If they don't, they never have, they never will. It just won't happen, right?
Yeah.
For whatever reason, it's like you had one shot to get them, and that's it.
Yeah, I just think it's like continued support for those that have quote unquote been canceled instead of, you know, costing them their careers. They're attempting to, like, basically, they're encouraging sympathy for the offender. Like, in a sense, they're
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what, when it's like, what are you doing?
No, it's funny because like people are like, oh my God, look what's happening to this man or this woman. You know, the mob or cancel culture. Like, it's, you know, trying to ruin his life. But then at the same time, it's like, flip that. It's like, that is that worse than what the person said and what the community that he offended goes through every day?
Correct.
You get what I'm saying? Like,
are we becoming them and worse?
Yeah.
It's like, are we becoming them? Are we becoming our oppressors?
Correct.
That's exactly what you're saying.
Now,
with that, also, we live in a society now to, you aren't innocent until proven guilty. You're guilty upon the words being mirrored out of someone's mouth, right? So going to, if a woman were to say, Mike did this, whether it be true or not, I'm canceled, right? And a person's career could be completely over. If I were to say, Brian did this to me, right? Brian slapped the shit out of me behind my back, right? Whether it was true or not, people like will automatically start to hate you. And that society is damaging, man. It's truly damaging to the, I truly feel bad for the future generations. Because right now, I promise you, our president in 30 years has been canceled because he or she or they are in their early teens. They've done something on social media to where it's there, right? And in 30 years, when they are running for president of the United States of America, today's society would have canceled them. You know, but we'll see what happens 30 years from now. So we just have to be cognizant of these things. Accountability is what we should be doing, not necessarily and always canceling people. Counseling is not a one size shoe fits all. I think that's what we're saying, right? Because it is immature. It is reactive.
Like, canceling doesn't help anybody. Like you said, like, if you were able to counsel that person and help them see the light, help them grow so that they can go ahead and use their situation to help others, and it basically spreads like wildfire. Like, that's what we need. You know what I'm saying? Not just like, I don't want to hear your apology. I don't want to hear anything you have to say. Like, you're just done, never to be dealt with again. Like, I don't think that's the solution.
Well, can we cancel culture?
I honestly, it's like a snowball, man.
Yeah.
Like, I was actually in my research, like the first time that the word cancel was used was in New Jack City Nino Brown. Hey. He said, cancel that bee. He's like, that bee is canceled. I'll buy another one. And it was a very misogynistic.
That's why Rachel called you Jerome.
There you go, man. I just have random tidbits like that. But, you know, New Jack City, then Lil Wayne quoted it in a song like, you know, Nino Brown cancels this and that, you know, years down the line. And then I think somebody on Love and Hip Hop said it, you know, to some, one of their love interests. And then, but like it went kind of like from a joke to now it's like super serious. And
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And it's just been a snowball ever since. And
I feel that we gravitate, and I don't like saying this, but I've seen it time and time again. I feel that as a culture, we gravitate towards negativity, man. I really do. I can do so much positive on my IG. You could do so much positive on your IG.
Somebody's going to find something.
Well, someone's going to find something for sure. But what's going to get the clicks is what's negative. And that's a fact. The numbers don't lie. The numbers prove that. You can be, for 364 days, you could be positive, positive, positive. That one day, you do one thing negative, and that's what gets the clicks. No one remembers the bad things, right? I'm sorry, no one remembers the good things that you've done. No one remembers the good things that you've done. So can cancel culture be canceled in a utopia? Absolutely.
I mean, like, is that part of, like, entrenched in our psychology?
I ain't gonna say our psychology. It's our culture. Like, the American culture breeds off of arguing, debating.
And tea and drama and scandal. I mean, look at, like, the local news. Like, you talked about positivity and negativity. It's like, when the hell, like, you look at the local news, I get depressed. It's like, murder this, rape that. It's like, holy shit. It's like, the world is a terrible place. And it's like, somebody giving, you know, being charitable or doing something good, it's like a little blip on the radar, right? It's like, you gravitate towards the niggas. That's, I guess, what gets ratings. And it's tough, man.
It's tough.
It's tough. I don't know if we can cancel it. I mean, I think our country is so divided right now. You know, and people are entrenched in their thoughts and beliefs. You know, I don't know how it can happen, but again, something like that show that we just created on the fly, that could be a step.
Our beautiful family of Talking It Out, you guys sent in some fan questions and some fan responses and comments, and I want to definitely, you know, shout you guys out and read one of them right quick. Someone said, in some cases, it goes against the human condition of being imperfect and deserving of forgiveness when warranted. I agree, but also I get, I don't want to say triggered, but I feel a type of way about that. What I mean is there are certain things that you can no longer be ignorant on. Race, you can no longer be ignorant. I can't just give someone a slap on the hand. For racial remarks, right? For abusing women, for abusing children. I just can't say, oh, then we should just forgive Brian tomorrow, right? Now, I do completely agree with this cancel culture does bring on a whole new level of anxiety when it comes to the human condition of being imperfect, right? When you go outside, do you know someone's pronoun? For example, if that individual looks like a male to you, hey, sir, excuse me, sir, I come from the South. Will you, sir, ma'am? No, ma'am. Yes, sir, right? That can create a whole new level of anxiety for an individual because they don't know what the hell to say. And they're trying to do the right thing. They just don't know what to say, right? So I definitely can agree there that there's an issue with it's we try to be good, but it's impossible for every single situation.
Yeah, no, I mean, I wanted to ask you, like, what do you think, like, for using that example, like, what's the remedy? It's like, yes, I feel like there is a lot of anxiety because it's like, oh, shit, am I going to say the wrong thing? Like, I'm really not educated in this subject. What's going to happen? Right?
Like,
is it all about just education and...
Education. I mean, the word ignorant, right? The definition of ignorant is lack of knowledge. It's not necessarily a negative word. Yeah. People just use it negatively, right? It has a negative connotation, for example, right? So it's just lack of knowledge. So to your question, to your point, yes, we just have to be informed. So an example I gave, it should just be excuse me instead of excuse me, sir, excuse me, ma'am. just excuse me, right?
Kind of like avoid the mistake altogether.
Yeah, just pay. Just put your hands up. You know, I'm just going to, I'm sorry.
Something that's like widely accepted.
I am all for saying excuse me because I've learned. But if I were to, it's still ingrained in me to say, excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me, sir. Should that person come down my throat? Or should they say, I appreciate your being polite, but this is how I like to be addressed?
Yeah, I think it takes two. I mean, you know, obviously the person that you're speaking to, you know, they have the wherewithal, you know what? Mike is probably just a little ignorant about this subject.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me serve this as a teaching lesson for him right now.
Correct.
And then you have to be receptive to that and humble yourself, swallow your pride.
Correct.
Because I don't know, like, where is this taking place? Like, where was your example? Like, at the
specifically, I'll give you an example, true story. I was at the White House in D.C., visiting the White House for the first time, taking a picture, right? I am from Dallas, from the South, was military, grew up with all ladies, right? So I'm pretty polite when I speak, right? Southern gentleman. Mm-hmm. I asked this lady, I said, excuse me, can you please take a picture like of me and my friends, right? She went the F off on me. I mean,
like in front of everybody?
Yes, lit me the hell up. And I was like, damn, my bad. I think that's exactly what I said to her.
What did you say wrong? Like, what did you?
I said, excuse me, ma'am. And she was a cisgender woman. But
gotcha. Okay.
She didn't like the fact that I called her like ma'am.
Gotcha.
Like, she felt that I was demeaning to her, almost that I was putting her less than me because I'm a male. Like, she literally went off and I'm like, wow, I am genuinely so sorry.
Yeah.
But at the same time, she could have just been like,
it's like, could she have approached you differently?
Yeah, she could have approached me differently as well. And that's just for all of our listeners and the two of us as well. Yeah. Like, when someone comes at you wrong, it is good for us to tell them the correct way to treat us.
Yeah.
Because also, what's ingrained within us is defense.
Yeah.
Right? We can easily become defensive if threatened.
And it's tough. It's tough to tell that person how to be, you know what I mean? Like, how to react to what you said, you know what I mean? But an ideal world, she takes it in. She's like, okay, I'm offended. Let me pull Mike to the side. You know, let me explain to him why he was wrong. You basically accept it. But, you know, obviously it went sideways. He just yelled at the person just yelled at you.
It stuck with me. This was 2018. And 3 years later, I'm still speaking about it because she cursed me the hell out for saying, excuse me, ma'am, can you please take a picture of me and my friends? I mean, you would think that's simple.
I mean, a lot of people innocently could have made the same mistake as you. You know what I mean? And
definitely,
you know, it's a learning lesson. You know, I think you handled it the right way. You were apologetic. You know, it's tough.
Let's say that happened today, right? And it happened while somebody was IG live and recording or whatever, and I got canceled. What happens after someone is canceled? Then what? That's one of our fans said to us as well, and I appreciate that question also.
Well, I mean, as far as what happens after the cancellation, that's when, you know, the word of the year, doing the work, whatnot, you know, that's where the growth and the accountability have to start. You know what I mean? You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be this, you know, cookie cutter handbook on how to, you know, make your apology, you know, then, you know,
I think we have a great idea for a TV show, honestly.
Yeah. You just got to educate yourself. Like, you just got to start on the path to growing as a person and learning what you did, why it was wrong, understand that it was wrong, and essentially fight for the rights of the people that you offended.
If I did something and I was canceled, right? I said something about white people, for example. Connor's my roommate. Connor needs to see me without him looking, without the world looking, me trying to be better. To be a better human being. That's where it starts, right? I can't change the people that watch me unless I change the viewpoints of those that are close to me and they can see that I have changed. For those of you that don't have the number of followers, but you still have influence within your workspaces, within your circles, it starts at home and then slowly you move outward to those around you that can see. Also, we have to be mindful of how we act towards those people that have been wrong and that have wronged us, right? Because then again, we don't want to become the bad person either.
Yeah. And you may make a mistake in the future.
Yeah, you may also make that mistake.
Yeah.
Again, I will put your ass accountable, just like all of our beautiful fans. Yeah. Make sure I'm held accountable as well. And they do. Y'all do. Exactly. I read the DMs.
Lord, it's kind of like what I want for you, I would want for myself if I was in the same situation.
And that's all it is. Right? That goes back to my hot take. Treat people how you want to be treated.
Yeah.
Hold them accountable so you can learn, but then praise them as well. Thank you to our extended family. We love you guys so much. We appreciate all the comments, responding to our questions on our page, subscribing, showing love. We want to show you guys the love as well. And to all of our listeners, thank you. Well, we want to show you love as well. And we appreciate you for tuning into today's episode.
And you know, we always love to hear your opinions, your stories, and your insights. So please don't forget to like, comment, follow, message us on social at Talking It Out BN. That's at Talking It Out BN on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. And Mike, just as a final quick message,
baby,
do your thing.
Don't DM me no more. That subscribe.